Good morning. It's April 23rd, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that sends ripples through international relations and the tech world, Germany has made a bold statement against espionage. On April 22nd, 2024, the German Federal Criminal Police Office arrested three of its own citizens in a crackdown on suspected spying activities for China. This includes a couple at the helm of a technology company caught in the act of allegedly funneling military technology secrets to the Chinese intelligence service. The arrest took place in Bad Homburg and Dusseldorf, marking a significant step in Germany's efforts to safeguard its national security interests. The suspect's company, which has notable connections to Shanghai, became a focal point of investigation for German intelligence long before the arrests were made. This preemptive surveillance underscores the depth of concern over the leakage of sensitive information to foreign powers. The Chinese embassy in Berlin, however, has sharply denied these allegations, accusing Germany of attempting to smear China's image on the global stage. These developments could potentially strain the economic ties between Europe and Beijing, highlighting the ongoing challenges that Germany and, by extension, Europe, faces in combating espionage and hybrid threats. German officials are now sounding the alarm louder than ever, advocating for increased vigilance and the implementation of robust countermeasures. They stress the importance of guarding against espionage from authoritarian regimes, emphasizing the need to reduce technological dependencies on such states. The arrest of these individuals not only sheds light on the shadowy world of international espionage, but also serves as a reminder of the continuous need for vigilance in national security. As the story unfolds, it will be crucial to monitor the impact of these arrests on Sino-European relations and the broader implications for global tech and intelligence communities. In a move that underscores the growing scrutiny of social media platforms, the European Union has launched a second formal investigation into TikTok, this time zeroing in on the task and reward feature of its TikTok Lite app. This feature is under the microscope for potentially promoting addictive behavior, especially among minors, raising alarms about its impact on users' mental health. The heart of this investigation is the EU's concern that TikTok may not have complied with its obligations under the Digital Services Act, DSA, particularly the requirement to conduct and submit a risk assessment report. This oversight has led the EU to consider imposing interim measures that could see TikTok Lite temporarily suspended across the continent. The stakes are high, with potential penalties for DSA violations reaching up to 6% of TikTok's global annual revenue. Adding to TikTok's challenges, the company has been given a tight deadline by the EU to demonstrate that it has adequate protections in place for children. Failure to meet this deadline has already put TikTok at risk of facing fines and other sanctions under the DSA. Meanwhile, TikTok's future in the United States hangs in the balance, as legislation that could force a ban unless ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, divests its American operations, has passed. Despite these pressures, TikTok has expressed disappointment with the EU's latest move, but remains committed to engaging with the Commission. ByteDance has until April the 24th to present arguments against the potential interim measures that could lead to the suspension of TikTok Lite in the EU. As these investigations unfold, TikTok finds itself at a critical juncture, facing intense scrutiny and potential bans in both the EU and the US, highlighting the global challenge of balancing technological innovation with user safety and regulatory compliance. In a world where peace seems increasingly fragile, global military spending has shattered previous records, reaching an astonishing $2.443 trillion in 2023. This surge in defence budgets across the board reflects a world gearing up for uncertainty, with the United States, China and Russia at the forefront of this unprecedented escalation. From Africa to the Americas, every major region has upped its military ante, signalling a global trend towards increased defence preparedness. Notably, the Democratic Republic of the Congo has seen the most significant relative increase, highlighting specific areas of intense defence focus. Meanwhile, the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine showcases a stark disparity, with Ukraine shouldering a disproportionate burden in its military spending. NATO members are not far behind, with a notable number of countries now meeting, or even surpassing, the alliance's guideline to allocate at least 2% of their GDP to defence. This collective push towards greater military expenditure comes as China marks its 29th consecutive year of defence budget growth, prompting neighbouring countries to boost their own spending in a regional arms race. Experts are sounding the alarm, suggesting that the current trajectory of worldwide armament is leading us down a precarious path. They advocate for a new international goal aimed at controlled armament, warning that without such measures, the current arms race may threaten global stability. This call to action underscores the critical need for a balanced approach to defence spending amidst a geopolitical landscape that resembles a powder keg. In a twist that could reshape the future of mobility in Europe, the European Union's ambitious plan to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 2035 is now under fire from within Germany, a nation pivotal to the EU's automotive industry. This development raises questions about the feasibility and impact of such a sweeping environmental policy. Bavarian Minister President Markus Söder and Federal Minister of Transport Volker Wissing, alongside a significant portion of the German populace, are voicing strong opposition. Söder, once a proponent of phasing out combustion engines, now highlights the potential risk to Germany's dominance in this sector, urging a reconsideration of electric car subsidies to mitigate the ban's impact. This shift in stance is echoed by 61% of German citizens who oppose the 2035 deadline, according to recent surveys. The European Court of Auditors adds another layer of complexity, pointing out the EU's vulnerability to becoming overly dependent on electric vehicle imports from China. This reliance extends to the critical raw materials and batteries essential for electric car production, spotlighting a strategic weakness in the EU's green transition. In response to these challenges, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen signals a potential pivot, with plans to review the ban much sooner than anticipated, potentially by 2026. This reconsideration may include exceptions for CO2-neutral e-fuels, offering a lifeline to the combustion engine in a green guise. Despite the surge in electric vehicle purchases fuelled by subsidies, the EU's broader objectives are in jeopardy. The high costs of electric cars, a lagging charging infrastructure, and the failure to significantly cut real CO2 emissions from automobiles underscore the hurdles ahead. The European Court of Auditors criticises the gap between laboratory and real-world emission tests, noting that diesel car emissions have stagnated since 2010. As the EU grapples with balancing its climate ambitions against economic realities and technological dependencies, the upcoming policy review in 2026 will be a critical juncture. The outcome could very well determine the pace and direction of Europe's transition to a zero-emission future, making it a key story to watch in the evolving narrative of global environmental policy. In a move that underscores the shifting dynamics of global military alliances and nuclear strategy, Poland's President Andrzej Duda has signalled openness to hosting nuclear weapons from NATO allies. This proposition comes as a direct response to Russia's reported relocation of nuclear weapons to Belarus, marking a significant moment in the ongoing tension between NATO members and Russia. President Duda has emphasized Poland's strong commitment to fulfilling its obligations within the NATO alliance, expressing a readiness for nuclear sharing. However, Prime Minister Donald Tusk has urged for a cautious approach, highlighting the need for careful consideration and thorough preparation before any decisive steps are taken. This internal deliberation within Poland's leadership reflects the complex nature of nuclear security and the implications of such decisions. The Kremlin has not remained silent on the matter, issuing a stark warning about the potential for necessary retaliatory steps should US nuclear weapons find a new home in Poland. This statement from Russia underscores the delicate balance of power and the heightened tensions within the region. It's noteworthy that the United States, the United Kingdom, and France are the only NATO members with nuclear capabilities, with the US already maintaining nuclear facilities in several allied countries. Amidst these discussions on nuclear strategy, Poland's support for Ukraine in its conflict with Russia continues to strengthen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed gratitude for the significant military aid promised by the US, amounting to $61 billion. Furthermore, the head of Ukrainian military intelligence has issued a warning about a particularly difficult period expected in mid-May and early June, highlighting the ongoing challenges faced by Ukraine. Overall, these developments reflect the intricate and sensitive nature of nuclear security in the region, as well as the broader geopolitical tensions and alliances shaping the landscape. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.